Then we come further along and we come to, believe it or not, the place where Audrey and I got married. And that was the solicitors, which was dead opposite the B&M Motors, which was at the time, where the yard is, as I say, on the other side of the Crescent. There was a little house converted into a tea shop before you get there, though, and it's called Mrs. Smith's. And that was just before where the, I think the big trees are still there. There was three or four big trees in the road there. And she used to do teas, and that's where the buses used to turn around in that bit, in the High Street, and go back towards the garage the other way. Then you continue along, as I say, that's where we got married, in the solicitors there, in 1947, and where the Audrey's father had got a little Austin 7, which he had before the war, and that was their vehicle, which was in the back, and my father-in-law and mother-in-law was in the front. We came out and drove along the road, with lots of noise going on, so father-in-law got out to see what it was, and of course they towed a load of old cans behind us under it, and all the boys and fellas were out shouting and cheering as we went up the High Street from the garage. And I don't know how all the rest of them got home. I haven't a clue. And my parents, I don't know. Because they was all there. But at any rate, then you go along a bit further and you come to Keynes, the builders. Which, I don't know what it is now, but that's where my father worked for many years. It's Shaver was his, I don't know whether it's his nickname or his proper name, but I think he was definitely there from the 20s anyway, and long before the 20s. So whether it was a hand-me-down business, I don't know, from his parents. Then you come across, along a bit further, you come to the Elephant and Castle, which always looked to me quite a smart little pub. And then you went along a bit further and you come to a draper's. Well, no, Men's Outfitters, I think it was. Then Brazzle's had a butcher's shop. And then there was the post office. And then you came to what was the antique shop, is now the museum. And I think that was Mr. Toovey run that, if I remember right. Then you come to the Daisy shop. And then it sticks out quite a bit, the next building, which was, I think, the Red Lion pub. And that was shut down in the 30s. I never saw it as a going pub. Then you come to a yard again, and then there's a building there which was a butcher's shop. And sort of glass-fronted type, it's still there. Pablo Tucker, he was the son who used to go to school with me. And I think it was some relation somewhere along the line of Brazzle's. I'm not sure where or how. Then you come to the next one, which is Rance's greengrocer and wet fish. Then you come to, I'm not sure what it's called, Buckingham or Bizzle's, which was a general stores. And then there might have been a little haberdashery sort of shop. And then the next one which came along in the early 50s was Keane's, the dentist. And he was there, Johnny Keane. And that's where I must say that he treated us very well, because I had most of my teeth out there, and I think you did as well, and your sister and your mum. So he was the dentist, and he started, I think, straight from college there in the 50s.
That's before you get to the market hall.
Yes, yes. then the late, there's a, like a, again, what should we say, a bit of a driveway in, archway, and that's where the nurse used to be for the schools. We just wondered if we should call the nitty nurse, like, with a little Austin 7 chummy she used to drive around in, and she'd come out there in her blue smocks and all that and get in the car and go off. Then you came along a bit further and you came to snobs, if you like, of the day, where they'd done boot repairs and all that. Not so much of a shop, but repairs for shoemaking and leather stuff and things like that. And then you came, now you're getting very near the town hall, to Stevens' Butchers. And then along before you come to the end of that row, there's another little shop there, which actually was Avery's, and it was my uncle's, and he ran a milk deliveries, eggs, and he actually had a small holding along the top of Short Lane, is it? Mill Lane, the top of Mill Lane, somewhere there between there and Spratley's Meadow.